This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the conversation, get involved with what's going on. You got to get in. You get the hint here. Getting involved is the thing to do. Getting engaged, getting involved. So much appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Mark Anthony will be with me after the first break, I promise. Appreciate his time and his viewpoint on things. You know, sometimes, boy, it's sometimes a little more radical than mine. Can you believe that? I do. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also do a couple other things up there. Give me your email address. We send out one email a week, let you know what's going on, what's happening, that kind of stuff. You can decide to buy, not to buy, do, not to do, whatever. And but I also appreciate your time. I appreciate your time involved and engaged. You can, if you want to get noticed by text message, because I know that some of you say the emails are being blocked, and not so much blocked, but they're showing up as spam or what have you. It makes it harder for you to find it. You can always just simply text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and that way there you'll also get notified when the show's starting, what's going to be in the show, and that kind of thing as well. And again, as I've been saying, it's a bit of a mantra, but it's true. You know, the social media outlets are really trying to squelch us. The social media outlets are trying to slow us down, monetarily and from getting the message out. So if you want to get involved and engage, you like the show, you want to keep the show moving forward, looking for more stations, doing all kinds of wonderful stuff, then what I need you to do, it's really simple, what I need you to do is go to the website, click on the donation button. So instead of buying that expensive cup of coffee or new sneakers or whatever, or the new car, send me the money. It's really that simple. You help keep us on the air. New shirts, new equipment, always, things were always, upgrades were always needed. All right. You want to end abortion? Ain't that hard. All you got to do is hold men accountable. That's right. The fathers of those unplanned children, they need to be held with their feet to the fire. Because, you know, no man who gets a woman pregnant wants to be involved in her life, right? What's really funny about this article, the way this looks, is men have no say in the matter. Period. If you think about it, you can go get a woman, you can get an abortion without a man knowing about it. Women can give birth without the man knowing about it. There's no working together. The only time you got to work together was the 3.5 minutes that you were having sex. Other than that, right, he kind of gets thrown to the side. What is it? Is it a praying mantis that she eats her lover afterward or something like that? Yeah. Thank God we aren't there. So, when you look at this, it's kind of hypocritical to blame the guy, isn't it? Doesn't it take, they used to say, doesn't it take two to tango? Almost every day, the writer says, I help facilitate the termination of anywhere between 2 and 5 marriages. As an attorney who practices family law, ending marriages makes up the bulk of my work. The other part of my job is mostly concerned matters of stemming from failed or failing and sometimes entirely non-existent marriages. separation agreements, child custody disputes, child support enforcement, restraining orders, parental right terminations, all these kind of crazy things. Right? And people need guidance to work their way through them, to figure out what to do. You know, a lot of these young people aren't living together. They're not, you know, they hook up for a time, and then they're gone. There's no marriage, there's no commitment to speak of. How does the court deal with that when it comes to separation? Right? There's no, you know, again. Right? So the attorney goes on to say that his clients know their lives far better than he does, so it's hard for him to work through it. And although it's likely some will come through his door, are in marriages, well, they're not really ready to fail yet. They're just having trouble with each other. And some, you know, you've heard of or know personally of ones that are a problem from a probably physical standpoint. Somebody may get hurt. He said, though, the more cases he takes on, the more he notices a pattern emerges. Chief among these are, he says, is that he assists mothers trying to fix the damage brought on by an absent, neglectful, or abusive man. In each case, he says, the job requires me to ask about the father's role, or more often, whether he has one at all. Right? He pays his support. But his children never see him, or he's an addict, or he's in jail, or he's with his new girlfriend, or maybe they just don't know where he is. You know, and these things are more and more rampant today than they were 20, 30 years ago. Is it because young people have a hard time making a commitment in these areas? Because it's true. They don't want to get married, or they won't get married as early. They don't want to get married just because they're having a child. Some of them don't even have the child. They don't want it. So, you know, when you think about the males getting involved, when you think about the relationship, right, what do they see? What draws them together? What did mom and dad tell them? What are their peers telling them? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, when it comes to... I'm trying to make this... I'm hesitating because I want to make sure I don't make this sound like I'm beating on a woman, because I'm not. But the woman has all the rights. She holds all the cards. She has all the power. Right? You don't get to have sex with her unless she says so. Unless you rape her, in which case you belong in jail. Okay? Whether she keeps the baby or not is her decision, not yours, even though you were part of the process. Yeah, I mean, I'm out of time, but you can keep going with this, and it shows you that she holds all the cards, she has all the power. Trouble Senior host Mark Anthony joins me after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
We are back.
And I'm proud.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Get off the couch. Stop playing the video games and get engaged and get involved. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's just bring him on because I know he's chomping at the bit to get on the show and talk about this stuff. Mark Anthony joins me as he does from time to time. And I know he was sitting there on the subway. He was listening to the show. It's like going, all right, I got to get on this conversation, right?
I have to. Yeah, I do. Hello, Joe. How are you?
How you doing? How is it going?
How you doing?
Good. So far, so good. How do you like that? Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, look.
Pretty good.
I know what's driving you nuts. You know, you and I had kind of talked about this earlier, and you know, first we'll go back to a story we did in the first hour, which we're talking about the pastor who took back his prayer.
He apologized
for praying for authority like his Bible tells him to do.
Except, Joe.
Uh-oh.
Except he actually finished what we already thought. Okay. Because if he was a real pastor, really, and his flock came to him and said, wait a minute, we don't like Trump, he would have taken that flock and said, God, did you hear my sermon right before he came on stage? Here's something your audience needs to know, Joe. The president does not show up at a church without the church knowing it. So when the pastor, my friend, apologized to his flock for hurting them, which is, I don't know how you could hurt a congregation by praying for the president, he was basically a snowflake pastor. Because, and here's why I say this, because he spent the entire sermon talking about, which you saw in the video, about praying for your leaders. And so there was nothing he did, Joe, that was wrong, that should have been called out. That pastor asked his church to pray for the President of the United States, which Franklin Graham called out. And he got 250 other pastors to sign on to. So here's the thing. If anybody in that church, Joe, got offended, they should be ejected from that church. And I'm not kidding. Because they're not listening to the Bible. The Bible, as that pastor said during his prayer, says to pray for your leaders. Now, unfortunately, it's not spelled out for the liberal friends that you and I have. It didn't say, don't pray for your leaders if you're a liberal. But you and I both know what that means. That means that the president walked in unassuming. And by the way, listeners, I know people in the West Wing. So the pastor lied, Joe, when he said he was caught off guard. Here's why. The president doesn't show up to any place unless the Secret Service has cleared it, which we all know. So when he apologized, my friend and the listeners out there, he was lying. Because when he said he was caught off guard, that is not true. As someone that now lives here full time will tell you, when the president moves, that means the Secret Service is involved. Everything he does, they're involved, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course they are.
Yeah. So please don't insult the intelligence of the American people by that pastor as he apologized to his flock for hurting them, which is ironic and sick, for hurting them for praying for the president. Let's keep in mind, Joe, that Franklin Graham, which is as good as Billy Graham saying it, called for a national day of prayer for the president. It was nonpartisan. It was that as Americans, we're praying for our leaders. And so he went from praying for the president for 8 minutes and quoting scripture, Joe, that supports that prayer. And 24 hours later, he apologizes to his snowflake flock because they were hurt.
Well,
by praying for the president, Joe.
But don't you blame him for not teaching them properly? Don't you blame him for making sure
that his flock knows the word? Oh,
absolutely. Yes,
I do. Yeah. No, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do, Joe. That's right. Here's what I'm going to say, and some people may have a problem with this, but his reaction proves, right, that his intentions weren't pure. Here's why. If he really was praying for the leader of the free world, our president, he would have never backed down when his congregation said, whoa, wait a minute. He would have said, wait a minute. Now, remember, all of us that are listening right now saw that video. The pastor said, we were just talking about this in the sermon. Remember?
Right.
Okay. The president comes on. They pray for the president. All biblically based, right?
Right.
Yes. Scripture was quoted. Okay. So, everybody in that church understood that, number one, it was a national day of prayer for the president, declared by Billy Graham's son. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, we all prepare to pray for him because as Christians, Catholics, evangelicals, it doesn't matter. Baptists, go down the line, it doesn't matter. If you read the Bible, it says to pray for your leaders, right?
Right.
So, and that's all true. We're not twisting things at all. If you read the Bible, God is very clear. And he's also clear in the New Testament as well, many times. So this pastor makes the prayer, and guess what happens? He finds out that he's been the pastor of a bunch of snowflakes.
Well, we're going to have to let the milk turn to break because we have to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mussini, your host, Mark Anthony, joins us on the other side of this. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump said on Wednesday that progress was being made in talks with Mexico to stem the flow of migrants to the U.S. and would continue on Thursday. But unless an agreement can be reached, a 5% tariff on Mexican goods would begin on Monday. Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley says the rise in migrants is because of the president's rhetoric.
President Trump, you have kept saying you're going to seal the border. Every time you do that, the coyotes advertise and there's a surge. It's gone from 30 to 40,000 a month down to 150,000 a month because of you.
President Trump in Ireland.
The prime minister's done a fantastic job and we've become friends over the last fairly short period of time and great relationship to Ireland, I think as good as it's ever been, maybe better.
Trump's visit comes between commemorations for the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. One event was Wednesday in England, the second Thursday in Normandy, France. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back.
Okay.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him on because I know he's chomping at the bit to do something, to say something, to be something. Mark Anthony joins me as he does from week to week, time to time, to talk about the big issues of the day. So what do you want to say?
You blackmailed me to come on the show, but
right.
I'm glad to be here.
That's right. No, I know where the bones are buried. I do mean the bones are buried.
So.
All right. So before you came on, I was talking about this story, and it was clean. And the story is...
Well, let's move on then.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Okay. What is it?
The
Patriot, the preacher? That'll go over really well. So,
yeah.
You want to end abortion?
Yeah.
Oh. You want to end abortion? Hold men and fathers of those unplanned children accountable. And one of the things... According to the story,
okay.
One of the things that I was talking about was, here's the deal. We have no power. So even if we want to be involved... the woman can still have an abortion. We have no say in that matter, whether she keeps it or doesn't keep it. She doesn't have to tell us she's having a baby. She can move across the country, have the baby. We're still responsible. You know, they keep talking about this, how it is that it's always the man's fault. Well, first it takes two. That's number one.
Right.
You know, maybe you should stop having three drinks at the bar and then having sex the same night. Maybe you should get to know the person so you know what you might make. And don't give me this abortion stuff.
I know.
I know.
Yeah. You mean like a relationship? Yeah. So when they say things, Joe, I've got to cut in here.
Go ahead.
Okay. Because one of my good friends wrote the heartbeat bill in Ohio. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was an amendment to the Senate bill they had. So, by the way, I spent 2 hours watching the other side argue about why the heartbeat bill is evil. And their arguments, you won't be surprised, Joe.
No, they never surprise me.
Economic development. One of them said, Joe, that having a baby at the age of 17 as a black woman is a death sentence.
Ah.
Yeah. And then, well, to the values of my show, The Patriot and the Preacher, the man that helped co-write that bill also happens to be a pastor of his own church.
Oh, good.
Oh, there's a problem. And this man stood up and said, for the last 5 years, I have watched this body debate whether or not a baby is a life. And Joe, I know you personally, and there's no joking aside right now.
God.
I know you stand for principle. I know your wife. I know who you are. I know that your listeners know what you stand for. Guess what? The biggest blessing that God will ever give us is a life. It is up to us to take that life, and you know that because you and your wife, Tammy, have done that with your children, is to bring them up in the way of the Lord. Right?
Yep. Yeah, no question about it.
So,
I mean, you got to have some responsibility for what you're doing, and you have to have some moral value and basic for you.
And that means that even if you get overrun by lust, and yes, women are beautiful, which is why God made them that way, so that we would go after them and what? Procreate. Here's the problem. Don't procreate if you're not married. And if you get pregnant, that means you have to go somewhere to help that baby. Your indecision at that moment is not enough to kill a human being. And I heard people, Joe, on the floor of that house in Ohio, which first, they were the first state to pass that bill. Talk about the economic impact. If a woman was to choose to keep her baby, Joe Messina, my friend, that is the thing that makes me want to throw up. Because that's the problem with our culture. Because in my life, and I know you, because we come from Italian families, when someone gets pregnant, it's a celebration, right?
Yep. Yep.
And everybody gets involved. And so, therefore, you and I already affirm that life is the greatest gift we could ever be given. And so, as you and I, adults, I know that's a joke in a way, are alive here, we know that God's greatest gift is the gift of life. And his breath gave us life, not only individually, but as a nation. So when, Joe, we hear people talk about it's a woman's right to choose, I am really sorry it's not. The moment you conceived, you gave up that right to be on your own. There's a life in there that God actually gave breath to. And so while we're all arguing about what's right and wrong, here's the biggest thing, and I'll leave you with this. I know that's my nature to talk too much. That's why I have a show. Jesus said, when you've done it to the least of them, you've done it unto me. So please, everybody, apply that to the baby in the womb. Because there's nobody to protect that baby except us.
That's right. And we need to speak out more. Look at this. Look, for years we were taught as men that we couldn't speak out on this stuff. We couldn't speak about it. We didn't have a womb. We didn't have a right. Well, that's a bunch of bullpucky stuff. Because they hold us responsible for everything. They hold us responsible for the fact that she got pregnant to begin with. Maybe I gave her too much to drink, and then I don't show up afterward, and after she has the abortion, I'm not there to help her. Well, I didn't want her to have the abortion. I didn't want her to kill my kid. And then if she has the kid, she doesn't tell me about it for 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, because she didn't know how I was going to take it. Well, if you didn't know how I could take it, why are you sleeping with me to begin with? If you don't know who
I
am or what I'm like, what are you, I could slit your throat in bed if you don't know who I am. So
you'll kill our own baby without my knowledge. I mean, I think, Joe, honestly, that if we're going to go this far, let's at least be fair. If you're going to walk in there and say, here's the problem with some of those bills. They have exceptions. Okay. So they have exceptions to incest or rape. All of a sudden, we're going to see those claims go up. And I don't believe for a moment they're valid. I believe that we've given society a loophole to their irresponsibility. And I have one step further. So you're going to give me this. I know you will.
Go ahead.
So on the National Day of Prayer, Franklin Graham and 250 pastors signed on. So for the viewers that don't understand this, the president was golfing at the club in Virginia where he owns the club. A little weird for a president to be successful instead of Bill Clinton. But here's my point. It was declared a National Day of Prayer. The president walked into that church, unassuming. He asked for prayer. Why? Because it was declared we were going to pray for the president last Sunday. He walks in there, and the pastor gives what I will call a very rigid and rehearsed prayer. How do I know that? Because the moment that somebody in his congregation protested, he folded like a snowflake and apologized for hurting his congregation. Here's the thing, Joe. That pastor has nothing to apologize for unless, my friend, his motives weren't pure. Meaning, if he was a pastor thinking, oh my gosh, the president showed up here, we have to pray for him. Let me tell you something to the audience.
That's what you get for being on the cell phone. Totally lost him right in the moment where he went to let me tell you something. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Don't know where he is. He might be there. He might not. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Why is it all guests have triple A, triple D? What is it with that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on because he's going to see. He's probably chewing his fingers by now. Mark Anthony joins us.
I have my four-finger ready.
We gave you 6 minutes to practice your speech. Last we heard from Mark Anthony, he was telling us that he was going to tell us something. Anyhow, Mark Anthony.
All right, ready? Here's what I'm going to tell you. All right?
Yes.
On Sunday,
go ahead.
Somebody we all know declared that it should be a national day of prayer for the president, Franklin Graham. 250 other pastors signed on and said, yes, we should pray for the president. That's our leader. So, the president comes, look, for people that don't understand where his golf club is, in relation to that church, McLean Bible Church, and I won't call it a church again, by the way. So, he's done golfing. He led his church to believe it was a surprise the president showed up. Ladies and gentlemen, the president doesn't show up to people or place by surprise, okay? If he's going to do something like that, the Secret Service has already cleared the area and secured it, okay? So, the president didn't show up to that church unannounced. That's a lie, all right? That came from that same pastor that apologized to members of his congregation for hurting them. Hurting them. Now, I'm not sure what kind of hurt he meant, but I can tell you that nobody at that church was hurt. Nobody had to go to the ER or urgent care. Okay? They all had just, by the way, Joe, finished worship and then a sermon. And then, by God, the president walked in. By no means should anybody believe that was staged or something that wasn't real. The president had just finished golfing at his club. Sorry, guys, he was successful before he was president. And then said to himself and to his aides, I should probably stop by a church since it is Sunday. And Franklin Graham declared it a prayer, a national day of prayer for the president. So he walks in. And as everybody knows, that pastor gave what I thought was a rehearsed mechanical speech. And he quoted scripture to back up him praying for the most powerful man in the world. So he does that. And 24 hours later, Joe, he apologizes to the snowflake division in his church for hurting them. So here's the question. How could you be hurt when the most powerful man in the world walks in, takes off his hat? That's why his hair looked different, by the way, guys. He didn't redo his hair. That's him. How could you be offended when the most powerful man in the world walks into a church that supposedly is a praying church?
Yeah,
it was prayed for by that congregation. You've all seen the video. All of them clapped. But the next day, he got complaints. And instead of acting like a real pastor, sorry, pastor, you're not a real pastor. Instead of acting like a real pastor and saying, whoa, whoa, did you not hear my sermon I just gave 20 minutes ago while we were worshiping God? He's the president of the United States. And Joe, by the way, I will bet everything I have in my bank that if Barack Obama had walked into any church, it would have been, oh, happy day, right?
Yeah.
But President Trump walks in there to get prayer when Franklin Graham, who's kind of America's pastor in a way, calls for a national day of prayer for the president. And so this pastor does it. And we all think, isn't that great? He got prayed for. Because, of course, he should look for prayer. He's the president of the United States, and you and I both know that he is attacked every single day for what? Standing up for the Constitution. So, he does it. And the next day, that pastor apologizes to, what, 30 snowflakes out of a mega church for hurting them. Here's the thing, Joe. Who got hurt? Who got hurt? Because the president got disrespected by that pastor for taking back his prayer, in effect.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We hurt the congregation.
Well,
that
listen, I'd argue
you
with
hurt
you.
If you're
hey,
a Christian.
I'd
what?
Argue with you with that one. I would say that God got disrespected because he took
well,
back a prayer.
Agree.
Yeah, he took back a prayer based on the Bible. So if he felt like he shouldn't have done it because he hurt somebody's feelings, then he's what he's saying is I shouldn't do what God tells me to do because it hurts people's feelings. That's where I say, you know what?
How about this? I'm not really a good shepherd because about 20% of my flock got offended, and I really need to do some soul searching to figure out why they're offended. Because if they listened to my sermon 20 minutes earlier, they would have heard 2 Timothy and the rest of the scripture, which talks about praying for your leaders. It didn't say Republican or conservative, liberal, or anything else. God said to pray for them. And so that pastor followed. church, here's the thing, Joe. You and I have worshipped in many different places. The very fact that that pastor bowed, he didn't bow, he folded after praying for the President of the United States to apologize to his congregation. What he should have said is, whoever in my congregation was offended, I would love to meet with you.
There you
go. Yep. Yeah. Be a good shepherd, pastor. Just because you're a mega church in the DMV area, which means the greater metropolitan Virginia area, just because you're a pastor of a mega church, that actually means you have a greater responsibility. And because every pastor does this, Joe, and you know what I'm about to say, the only reason he didn't call out that faction of the church is because he didn't want to lose any money in the offering basket. And that's true.
Well, I agree that there, you have pastors out there like that. I got that. And I think
he's
the other side of the coin is,
he's,
you know,
one of them.
Well, a lot of these pastors too are ideological. I mean, a lot of them, you know, go down that road of, you know, Jesus was a liberal, Jesus was a conservative. And I always tell people the same thing. You know, when it comes to a religious conversation or a Christian conversation, Jesus couldn't be any more conservative. And when I say that, you know, we as people get kind of confused with stuff. First of all, when I say he's conservative, there's a right and a wrong. He tells you there's a right and wrong. He gives you a good, bad, right and wrong. There's no gray area, all right? And then number two is we are liberal in the sense that we don't want to be in your business. You can do whatever you want to do in the four walls of your home or whatever, what have you. There's a lot of ways that we are truly the liberals, as liberalism should be. But, you know, we don't push it enough. We don't tell people that enough. We don't show them enough the differences between the two. They're not liberals. Truly, they're fascists. They have nothing to do with being liberal.
Right. No. Remember something. See, that's the thing. And maybe some of your viewers and listeners have seen this. In China, they have replaced the picture of Jesus with their president. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you think this won't happen here, it's already happened. Where we're taking idols and replacing them with Jesus and God, okay? The Democratic Party has no interest in faith. They have no interest in the Bible. They've rewritten it. And when they can't, what do? They fund Planned Parenthood. There is nothing in the DNC platform, and I'll say this right now, and I'll continue, that is in alignment with the Bible. The Bible does not say to kill mass babies. The Bible does not say you'll lay down with another man. The Bible does say that God ordained marriage as something sacred, and he meant it between a man and a woman because they can procreate the way he created us. And anything else is an abomination.
Yeah, God has a family and a hierarchy and a way to do things. Anyway, listen, we're out of time.
Right.
Tell people where to find you.
At patriotandpreachershow.com. I'm going to give you a hint. Somebody very important to this listener base is coming on in 2 weeks. And he might just be called the POTUS. So, follow me there, Joe. I love you. Always good to be on with you.
Well, I appreciate the time that you spent with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Look at, write the number down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You'll need it for tomorrow. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.